We had a number of guys that went up to full participation this week. The guys that were limited in their participation today was 55, 33, 54, and 99. The guys that did not participate today was 56, 11, 26, and 15. And with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Yeah, Coach, you don't have the – you don't practice on Wednesday and Thursday rule, do you?
No, we do not. In fact, these guys are so close and moving in the right direction that we'll make a determination as late as we possibly can.
For Julio, that might be – you can go up to kickoff with
– Again, we can do it as late as – you know, as late as we possibly can. And they're working hard to get back, and we are hoping that they'll continue to progress tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. What do you attribute the fact to the fact that you are really lost back-to-back games, and what do you sense the mood of the team is now as you get, you know, gotten into the week a little bit deeper?
The way that we try to do things, and since the very beginning, is we talk about each week as its own entity. You can't really concern yourself. You learn from it, and after that week's over, you got to put it behind you. And they've done a very good job of doing that. I think the other thing that we emphasize is you want to win at home, you want to split on the road, and you don't want to lose back-to-back ball games. If you can win at home, take care of business at home, split on the road, never lose back-to-back ball games, you're going to look up at the end of the year and you're going to like where you're at. We talk about that at the beginning of the season, and really that's the only time we talk about it. Our process that we go through is each week is an individual week, and we move on. We learn from it, whether we win, lose, tie, we move on to the next one. And the guys have done a very good job since we've been here, and this week's no different.
Spoon still, he's with the trainers and is hoping he makes some more progress.
Yes. Again, I think all of the guys that did not participate, like I mentioned earlier, there'll be guys that will go right up to the latest time that we can make a decision. Mm-hmm. So we feel like they're getting close. He ramped up his work on the side today, as well as Kevin Cohn and Charles Mitchell.
As far as refocusing your guys, last week was a good chance for you to get them in here and get them a little bit back under the range a little bit, I take it.
To refocus for the team? Yeah, you've got to come back in. And again, guys, regardless of the outcome of the previous game, you've got to move on to the next one. And I think our guys do a great job of understanding that. We learn from it, and we move forward. And, you know, what happened last week is going to have no bearing on what's going to happen this week.
Could you talk about Massaquoi, Coach, when you all were looking at him? I knew he had the 16 sacks the junior year and showed some explosiveness, so everybody kind of watched him last year. How's he been since you all have gotten him here?
Well, Jonathan's a very athletic defensive end. He's an explosive player by the statistics that he had in college there at Troy. He's a strong guy, and he's had his first opportunity last week to play on special teams, and his role will probably have an opportunity to change a little bit this week.